Today's edition of Rising Higher is brought to you by Medicare Pro.
Hello, my name is Tamika Smith, and I am a licensed Medicare agent and community advocate with the Medicare Pro Insurance Agency. We educate our families on the differences between traditional Medicare, Medicare supplemental options, and Medicare Advantage plans. Because we are brokers, we do the shopping for you to determine which plan options best works for you and your family. We also evaluate our clients to determine if they can qualify for the $164.90 Part B reduction, which in turn will increase your Social Security check. We have some good news for 2023. The dental and vision benefits are getting better. Many of the Medicare Advantage plans will provide assistance with your utilities, food cards to help with your groceries, and flex cards. And we do not want you to miss out on these benefits. We would love for you to give us a call at 210-760-2379. We will be available to assist you for in-home, video, and phone appointments. Again, that number is 210-760-2379.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by 316 Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock Road and Bandera Road. At 316 Church, our threefold mission is love, live, lead. We are called to love God and love people, live in Christ and for Christ, and lead our culture to Jesus. Check us out at 316.org. That is THREE16.org. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here is your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm joined by Father John Sweeney, and he is the pastor of a new church plant that's here in San Antonio, Northwest San Antonio, Christ the Servant. Father John, thank you for joining us today.
Pastor Randy, thanks for having me.
All right. I can truly say Father John is a great friend of mine. We've gotten to know each other for, I guess, about 4 years or so. Is that about right?
Yeah.
And Christ the Servant is a great, great ministry that he and his wife Kelly are launching this year. Just start us off. You came to San Antonio via Kansas City, and there were a number of reasons for your relocation. One of them, I believe, was launching this church. Am I right in that, Father John?
You're correct, sir. Actually, the start was really interesting because it turned out more as a joke.
Really?
I'm here because of a joke. My day job has me working for a healthcare corporation,
mm-hmm.
and my counterpart that worked down in this market was leaving, and so I said, and I had mentored him, so I said, you know, I ought to come down and take your job. Just kidding. With him, and but the Lord got hold of me and said, you know what, Sweeney? No, I think I want you in San Antonio for a multitude of reasons. One is a church plant, right? Because I've been in ministry for 30 some odd years there, but also we had our first grandchild was on the map in Austin, my son going to the University of Texas. And so for a multitude of reasons, the Lord brought us down to South Texas.
Mm-hmm. And great, praise God for that. And now, of course, it had been in your heart. And then, of course, you and your wife, Kelly, were parenting. And it seems as though, Nick, you're getting to the point that timing is of essence to get Christ the Servant off the ground. Tell me a little bit about Christ the Servant. Who are you affiliated with? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. And as we moved down here, my wife and her wisdom, right? And so it's, get this one, guys. It's like always listen to your wife because God speaks, together as a team.
That's right.
We have seven kiddos and mm-hmm. most of them are out of the house, but we brought three with us down to San Antonio. And she said, John, I know what the Lord's called us to do in terms of planting and establishing and advancing the kingdom of God in a church plant, but we're also parents.
That's right.
We brought three kiddos down here.
That's right.
That needed us to be parents and needed some parenting love there. And so we've parented them and graduated them. The last one will be out of the house here in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
there. And so now it's time for that next phase of, mm-hmm. of really establishing the mission church down here. And so we are associated with the Charismatic Episcopal Church. There, it's, if you will, a new communion that was established back in 1992 by searching evangelicals and charismatics. They began to, you know, discover and look through church history and go, you know what? We have a great establishment in our evangelical faith and our trust and personal relationship with Jesus. We believe in the working and the moving of the Holy Spirit. But there are some things we left behind, if you will, like in the Reformation, mm-hmm. That, you know, that are our sacred roots
right.
there. And it began a recovery of those in encountering Jesus and in the sacraments of the church, in the liturgy, in the church calendar. There. And so we began to incorporate kind of, if you will, these various streams that we'll say make up the one mighty river of God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love that. Now, one of the things I love about the Charismatic Episcopal Church is that it kind of unites the old, a little bit of the traditions, but the new. It's kind of like, I kind of look at it as the Old Testament and New Testament. When I read the word, I love the Old Testament. I love the New Testament. So today I mesh the two together and I live according to the entire Bible. That's the way I see a little bit of the Charismatic Episcopalian Church. Am I kind of like on the right track there, Father John?
Yeah, treasures old, treasures new, the scripture talks about.
Yes.
There, and we're just seeing the value of what the work of the Holy Spirit's done in various branches or aspects of the church, mm-hmm. of the evangelical church, of the Pentecostal charismatic church, as well as the historic church, mm-hmm. as well, bringing those together and kind of being what the body of Christ is always supposed to be.
Father John Sweeney is joining us, and he is the pastor of a brand new church plant right here in San Antonio, Northwest San Antonio, Christ the Servant, Charismatic Episcopalian Church. And one of the things I want you to kind of elaborate, because people may hear those words, Charismatic Episcopalian, do those two go together? Of course, I know the answer is yes, but tell me about a little bit about that, how that developed.
Yeah, in some sense, you think about your fireplace in your home, mm-hmm. there, and you go, the fireplace is great. It's a structure. If I would just take logs and put them in the middle of the floor in your living room and lit them on fire, your house would burn down.
That's right?
So you think about the work of the Holy Spirit and so forth, but you think about the fireplace in terms of structure, right? Mm-hmm. So if I stick a fire, in the fireplace without a fire in it, it's just cold and
That's
dark
right.
and doesn't do anything. But if you stick the logs inside the fireplace and light it, it warms the home. And so we think about structure and liturgy and seasons and calendar filled with the life of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, drawing us all, importantly, to our relationship with Jesus.
I love that. Now, currently, you at Christ the Servant are meeting. Currently, you're meeting twice a month. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we gather together. We are still kind of in that infancy planning stage of how the Lord wants us to, if we will, strategize to reach the city. Because San Antonio is, I'm thankful for this new city. It's my home city now,
yes.
even though I am a Kansas City person, and I will cheer for the Kansas City Chiefs, get that plug in there, as well as the University of Kansas won the NCAA basketball tournament last year.
That is correct.
We're on a roll.
Yes.
But San Antonio is home, mm-hmm. there. And in San Antonio, there are roughly 2 million people across the metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. But on any one Sunday, there are only 300,000 to 400,000 people that actually connect with Jesus in a community of faith, which means there's 1.6 million people that need to make a connection with Jesus there. And we want to reach out to them. So we're in that kind of planning strategy phase of you know, what's our part in reaching those 1.6 million people and helping them find a home and making a connection with the Lord and with a community of faith. So we meet twice a month in our home for prayer there, and just seeking God's heart, right, and in worship. And we do that around the table of the Lord, where we encounter Jesus, and he guides us and directs us into kind of the next steps. And we have just recently partnered with and are starting in now more serious strategy with an organization called the Urban Ministry Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And so their coach and their structure are guiding us through just to make sure we're solid on our vision, our strategy, and kind of what are the practical next steps for us to launch this parish within the next year.
I love that. More specifically, Christ the Servant, can you give us some your mission statement? Maybe I know you've taken some time to write things out, and I do feel it's important for us to know, okay, this is what Christ the Servant, Charismatic Episcopal Church is all about. Can you walk us through your mission statement?
Yeah. You know, just our focus and our heart for the city is, and I'll just read it just to make it simple. It's right. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're advancing and extending the kingdom of God, the present rule and reign of Christ, and taking the ministry of Jesus Christ to the least, the lost, and the lonely in San Antonio area and beyond through the establishment and ministry of the local church, the body of Christ. And we're going to do it for this generation and for the generations to come there. And some just, you know, key aspects there is we're just an outpost, right? We're going to establish another outpost for the kingdom of God here in the San Antonio area, but doing the ministry of Jesus. You know, in Luke 4, Jesus, you know, sat in the midst of the synagogue and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor," right? That's our heart. It's just bringing the good news. "He sent me to heal the brokenhearted." And we can look in our society today, and as we come out on the other side of a pandemic, we see people whose lives are crushed and scarred. We see people that are isolated. We want to reach those folks, and they find healing and wholeness. Right, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, both physically as well as spiritually. People that just don't know Jesus, and people that are bound by addictions and life controlling issues, they are to find liberty in Jesus, right? And then the rest of it, Jesus says, is set at liberty those who are oppressed and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So we just want to do the ministry of Jesus. And we want to do it with those who have not yet become a friend of Jesus. Now we need partners. We need people to be part of our team in some aspects. We just don't want to rearrange Christians from other congregations and other churches that go, "Hey, that's really interesting. Those, you know, evangelical, charismatic, sacramental coming together. That sounds really cool. I want to go be part of that." If all we ever do is rearrange where people go to church, we've not advanced or extended the kingdom of God.
I agree.
Right. And so while we need team members, we need people that are called to be on our apostolic team. Well, we are sent to the city to bring the kingdom. There, we want to reach those, as it says, the least, the lost, and lonely. Those are just who don't have that connection with Jesus.
Father John Sweeney, pastor of Christ the Servant, Charismatic Episcopal Church, is joining us today. The website is ChristTheServantCECSA.org. Let me say that again. The website is ChristTheServantCECSA.org. And Father John, as you were reading and walking us through the mission statement of Christ the Servant, I've got to say that you and your wife, Kelly, live that out. Of course, you're friends of mine. You've connected with us. And I love your heart for ministry. You're very faithful in doing outreach. And, you know, for example, His Bridge Builders on once a month on Saturdays. And, of course, your stance for pro-life is strong, both you and Kelly. And so when you were walking through that mission statement, I'm saying, well, Father John, you are living that out. And that's something that's already in place. Before Christ the Servant has even launched, your outreach is already rolling. Am I right, John?
Absolutely. I mean, as someone who's got a connection with Jesus and his very life living in us, you can't help but just continue to share that. Like the Lord said, freely you receive, freely give. There. So we've been blessed. First of all, Pastor Ren, I want to thank you for making a home for us here at 316 Church. So we've been blessed to be part of the community of faith here and jumped into ministry here. As well as the Lord's opened some opportunities. I think my wife preceded me in interviewing with you there, as she now is leading up operations at the Pregnancy Care Center of San Antonio.
Yes.
Right. It's one of our heart values and focus of the sacredness of all of life there. And so you'll find me praying in front of Planned Parenthood there, and you'll find my wife leading the Pregnancy Care Center San Antonio, just providing, you know, crisis pregnancy center help and resources to moms who find themselves in some difficult situations there. And we're gonna be that. We're gonna be that voice for the voiceless. Part of what God's called us in as part of the Charismatic Episcopal Church is to be a prophetic voice to our community. there and to speak on behalf of the Lord and to speak on behalf of those who aren't able to speak. And so we won't be shy of that. I've already visited the city council when they are making their proclamation that they want to be an abortion sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to stand there and say, no, this is not right.
That's right. Yeah, you're simply standing for the truth, and that's what it's all about. Father John Sweeney with Christ the Servant Church is joining us today. And when we walk into a service, whether it be your home group or whether it be once the official Sunday is launched sometime this year, because it's in the near future, what is different? What can we expect when we walk into a worship service at Christ the Servant?
So in our worship and our gathering, there'll be, if you will, signs and symbols, things that point us to the Lord. Whether mm-hmm. it's colors and vestments that mark the seasons of the church calendar, there as well as those you'll meet people that are passionately in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. There, what you'll find in our worship is. We'll use regular readings out of something called the lectionary that just takes us through the Gospels, takes mm-hmm. us through the Old Testament and New Testament, and in a pattern where we just make this connection and understand God's story. You know, Bible stories are interesting, but there's just a unique, from Genesis to Revelation, God's story of salvation. So we open the Scriptures every Sunday and get into God's Word.
I love that. And of course, one thing I know you are strongly into is the move of the Holy Spirit. Why mm-hmm. is the Holy Spirit and His move so important to you today?
Well, the Lord's active. I mean, Jesus says, I'm the way and the truth and the life. And the mm-hmm. way we experience the life of God and our relationship with Christ is through the work of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So in our very midst, there's an openness in the midst of Scripture reading and prayers. In the liturgy, we'll also, you know, encounter the Spirit of God speaking to us mm-hmm. through those mm-hmm. words, right? And so we'll take time if we need to minister what the Holy Spirit's speaking or the theme that He's bringing forth in the service. So we'll take time to pray. We'll take time to pray for those who are sick and hurting, take time to minister prophetic words or words of knowledge. We are charismatic, and so mm-hmm. there'll be times of speaking in tongues and mm-hmm. interpretation of tongues as we worship the Lord.
That's right.
We find our worship also to be, if you will, contemporary mm-hmm. and Spirit-filled, and so there is great joy in our celebrations. And we come together, it's not individuals coming together. When we come together, we understand ourselves to be the body of Christ. So mm-hmm. we come together as individuals, but we come together as a family. And so together we worship our Lord Jesus. There and the love of the Father shown us through His Son Jesus, but we do it in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I love that. And see, because sometimes when people hear the word Episcopal, they may not be they may not understand how Christ the Servant takes it to another level, bringing in the Holy Spirit and the move of the Holy Spirit. Am I right?
Correct. And when you hear the word Episcopal, it's just simply taking us back to a Greek word of which mm-hmm. we do find in the Scriptures. It just mm-hmm. means bishop, right? So
right.
We use the word Episcopal as part of our name. That is just simply saying that is our governmental structure mm-hmm. there, is that we have bishops who oversee churches. Our bishops are also pastors of local churches as well, so they don't get themselves far removed from the people. Mm-hmm. And so so that simply just noting our form of government is an Episcopal form of government, which have bishops who oversee churches. But part of the work of the Holy Spirit and who we are is in our worship, but it's also in our government. Mm-hmm. When we gather together, as a group and as a collegiality of leaders to hear the Holy Spirit speak, right? Mm-hmm. We're leading the people of God as we'll gather together and go, I'm not really so concerned about what Sweeney's got to say or what anybody else got to say, is what's the Spirit of God saying?
Amen.
And so together, we hear the Lord and we humbly submit ourselves one to another and go, Lord, what are you saying? I'm going to lay my agenda down. Spirit of God, lead us as a church into impacting our communities for Christ.
Amen. I have to add in here, Father John, that there's been a number of times over the last few years that I've known you that you've given me personally a prophetic word or the church, and it's always been right on target. And I want to thank you for that, because I do believe the Spirit of God speaks to us in 2023 and has great things ready for us. So we need to keep those gifts rolling, am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And not only rolling from a leadership leadership standpoint, and some people in the body of Christ would go, okay, the leader, the pastor, the priest of a parish, he's the guy that's going to do all the stuff. He's mm-hmm. going to preach, pray, sing, die, prophesy, pray for the sick. No, my job as a leader is to equip the body of Christ. If you go mm-hmm. to Ephesians 4, it's like, it says Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers mm-hmm. for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so my job as a priest and a pastor in the parish is to equip everyone else to do the work of the ministry. My job is to work myself out of a job,
mm-hmm.
right? And to equip others to pray for the sick and to hear God and to prophesy and to preach the gospel, to go out and to evangelize there and to encourage other folks. And so our kind of tagline, if you will, for what it's worth is we say we're called by love, which is the love the Father has for us that he's shown through his Son, that's poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, that we're called by love, but we're equipped to serve, right? Mm-hmm. And our goal is to see a generation of our own generation. Pastor Randy, you and I are of a generation, you know, that's reaching a certain age where it's time for us to pass on the ministry of Jesus.
That's right.
And to raise up a new generation of leaders. So our heart is to let people know the incredible love that the Father has for them, but to see them equipped to serve and released, right? And so mm-hmm. we are excited that, you know, I'm 57, to be really honest here, and go, it's my time to pass on that baton to raise up new leaders. And so we think that's one of our visions here in the city, is not only to establish a parish, and I'll even go out and say this and just be bold enough to go, there's 1.6 million people that don't know Jesus. So
that's
inside
right.
this city, mm-hmm. In my lifetime, if I can see 4 or 5 parishes established,
mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. In the midst of all that, we need to raise up leaders, young people, to come into those places of leadership to take the kingdom of God to their generation.
Love it. Father John Sweeney is joining us. I love that tagline, called by love, equipped to serve. I love that. I wrote it down because I think that that does indeed describe you and Kelly and Christ's Servant. Once again, that website is christsasservantcecsa.org. When we go to that website, Father John, what can we find on your website?
So on the contact page is simply our current email and phone number to reach out to us there, as well as a kind of more detailed of here's our vision, here's what we think our local mission is into the city,
mm-hmm.
and more about the International Communion of the Charismatic Episcopal Church and just kind of who we are as part of a larger communion and the focus of the CEC.
I love that. Once again, Father John Sweeney is joining us, and we this year are on the verge in the near future of launching a regular Sunday morning, although they already meeting, you guys are already meeting, as he mentioned a few minutes ago, twice a month, Sunday evenings at his home, but the time is coming, and I once again, I love that. You mentioned, as we talk about the Charismatic Episcopal Church, how many are there in San Antonio?
There are one, me. That's it.
Right. Yeah,
that's it. In that sense, the CEC is a new denomination, started in 92 and kind of spread across the U.S., but has spread internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, there are more churches in our communion in Africa, in parts of Europe, there than there are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, our communion is quite globally diverse, ethnically diverse in that regards there. But in terms of San Antonio, we will be the first.
That's right. And I love what you said a while ago. Hopefully, it'll multiply into more parishes across this city, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Father John Sweeney has been our guest today. And I'm going to give you that website one more time that has information, the vision statement, mission statement, as well as contact information, christtheservantcecsa.org. Father John, as we come to a close of our conversation today, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer. And I know that I totally agree with you. 1.6 or so people in the metropolitan San Antonio area need the Lord, need to come to faith in the Lord, need to make that commitment to the Lord. Would you join with us? I know for the last 4 years, San Antonio has been your new home. Can you lead us in prayer for the city and that more individuals would indeed take that step of faith towards the Lord?
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for the work of your Spirit, Lord, and your heart and your desire, Lord, to draw all men unto yourself, Lord, all people unto yourself, Lord. And I know your heart breaks as you look across our own city and see those who've been isolated, who've been cut off, who just simply don't know you and don't know the incredible gift of new life that you give us through your Son, Jesus. Father, I thank you for Pastor Randy, Lord, I thank you for the other churches that are reaching out, Lord, and impacting their community. But Father, I also thank you for the vision that you put inside of our heart, Lord, and the work that you've called us to do here, Lord. I thank you for new friends that will come along and join us and co-laborers that will join us in that journey. Father, we look with anticipation, Lord, for when we can say the number's not 1.6, but it's 1.5, 1.4, 1.3 million, Lord. Lord, we look forward to the day when all will call out to your name. Lord, know the gift of new life that we have through your Son. And so, Father, I pray not only for our own parish, Lord, I pray for Pastor Randy, Lord, I pray for all churches that just have a heart to bring the gospel to this community, Lord. I thank you for San Antonio. It's got an incredible history, Lord, and it's got an incredible future in you. And so, Father, I pray your blessing now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What do you enjoy about 316 Church?
My name is Rebecca, and I go here to 316 Church because I feel so connected with the church members, and my faith has grown, and my word of God has grown, and my relationship has gotten stronger with God. And I am so thankful for belonging to this church that I actually got baptized at this church. I am growing and growing with God.
Are you looking for a church family? 316 Church welcomes you. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. We meet on campus at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. We also meet online for worship, and you can check that out at 316.org. That's THREE16.org.
Hello, this is Kelly Sweeney, and I'm calling from the Pregnancy Care Center, where we offer both hope and help to women who are in an unplanned pregnancy. I wanted to invite you to contact us at our website, sapregnancy.org, or our telephone number, 210-614-4124, and invite you to come in and have a tour and see what we're doing. And ask questions and find out more and how you can be involved. And you can join and participate with our Lord in saving lives of moms as well as babies.
The preceding broadcast has been sponsored by Medicare Pro, honest Medicare advice that you can trust. To review your options, call 210-245-5519.